Good afternoon, Peter Lynham.
Good afternoon. How are you, Johnny?
I'm good. I'm good, actually.
I'm also good over here
Excellent.
As well.
Excellent. That's good to hear, Big Henry. Very good.
And Peter, are you well?
I am basking in the sun after a I had a day down in Palmerston North Foxton area, and it was very wet on Sunday.
But yes. Did you fly or drive down there?
I flew down.
Oh, nice.
Fancy, okay. Fancy.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want to drive, I think, for the rain.
Yeah, it's quite a long way, isn't it?
It is a long way, that's right. And I was nervous that I was going to have to do that because all you students had grabbed all the cheap airfares. I was going to have astronomical fees. Mm. There we are. Now, I've been so intrigued. I mean, there's an amazing lot going on in the world at the moment, but I thought we needed to pick up on the subject of the president of the Philippines. I don't think we have talked about his style, have we?
What's his vibe? I'm not familiar with the...
Peter, if you give us a quick little rundown on the Philippines.
President Duterte elected around the time, I think a little bit before President Trump was elected, and using much the same style of a very populist appeal to... what you might call rather crude opinions.
Okay, outspoken.
Yes, outspoken, inclined to attack people.
Right.
In and to invoke a pretty violent kind of language, has directed a good deal of his ferocity against the Catholic Church. Mm. Now, this is really surprising because, as New Zealanders know, Filipinos 80% of them are Catholics. They're generally quite fervent Catholics. They, therefore, tend to find abusive remarks about the Catholic Church offensive.
Okay.
And yet, clearly, a majority of them must have supported his election. Whether they knew what they were getting fully, I don't know. But Duterte, for example, has, at the end of 2018, among the things he said was that people should stop going to churches, build their own chapels and do their own thing because you couldn't trust the Catholic Church an inch, that Catholic bishops deserved to be killed. I mean, Duterte has never bothered about extreme language.
Right.
In general, has really bitterly, ferociously attacked the Catholic Church. And, I mean, I find the whole thing most extraordinary. Because, at least in the Trump world, you know that there's a fair measure of popular support for this.
There must have been
thought that populist language that's anti-Catholic would not have gone down well in the Philippines.
This dude that obviously had a policy that resonated with a lot of people, and maybe, you know, I find it hard to just get your head around, you know, a potential candidate's everything, you know, and decided that person's going to be all good. So maybe. But a swindling's been going on.
It is interesting that at least it is said, he says that he was molested by a priest when he was a student. And so, you see, that would give him a really powerful motive if that's the case. So I'm afraid with Duterte, his generally exaggerated statements lead one to be a bit sceptical about even a claim like this.
Hmm.
But the church's response, you know, in the past, the church was a very significant force that rallied against, for example, President Marcos. There was this famous cardinal in the 1970s and 80s with the unfortunate name of Cardinal Sin.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, life, you ripper.
Who was able to stoke up massive public rallies against the president. And so, I mean, the church has been prepared to enter into politics to defend its own cause. It's been very cautious in the last couple of years. Mostly they say, just ignore it, it's all silly comments. But, I mean, they are outrageous comments, and one wonders if the Catholic Church must be getting to the point where they want to go further than just, say, ignore him.
Has his popularity, do we know from an outsider perspective whether his popularity has tanked or increased with these sort of comments around the church and that sort of carry on?
They tend to be with a flurry of other comments, so it's hard completely to isolate the reaction to his specific comments. I think there's certainly a lot of people who are very critical, but my impression is that remarks like this win them quite a lot of applause as well, because people regard the Catholic Church as a very, very powerful force in the Philippines, as maybe too powerful. And that maybe what we're witnessing in Duterte is that there is quite a strong appeal in a very religious country to, you know, anti-religious forces. You know, people actually, it's quite a popular cause that the church is too strong, because we've seen the same in Ireland, for example.
Mm. Well, I mean, I guess what I find interesting about this, Peter, is you're saying you draw some comparisons to Donald Trump, and
yes.
I mean, Donald Trump's been out here pretty much being a maniac, and apparently his popularity is still cruising pretty sweet. So it's fascinating situation we're in, isn't it?
I mean, typically, when there is a popular Catholicism as well, that is itself fairly, I was going to say crude, that might seem harsh, but it is an appeal to unrestrained prejudice sometimes against the wicked forces of atheism and anti-God. You know, and so that one might have thought that the Catholic Church would have a greater appeal than a president who, I mean, the majority is very Catholic.
Apparently he's tough on drug dealers too, encourages them to be killed.
Oh, of course, that's right. By the way, did you know that he also said that he survived through the recent, was it the ASEAN conference, by smoking marijuana? This is the man tough on drug dealers. So there is a certain element of farce in what goes on with Duterte, and perhaps
hypocrisy.
Everybody just says, oh, he's just talking. He just enjoys the sound of his voice. And they simply, you know, discount everything he says. It seems odd, though, doesn't it? Because you would think he's doing a great deal to hang himself by these comments.
Do you think that the church would be perhaps a little bit cautious about engaging with him just because he might use the tools of the state to, I don't know, the police or the, you know, the army to sort of meddle with the church at all?
Yes, well, here's my two tentative reflection. I think the Catholic Church has lost quite a lot of ground in the Philippines in the last 20 years. Historically, the Philippines has been the poorest of the Asian nations. It's the one Asian nation that never took off, that never boomed, and that's why we find Filipinos throughout the world, working in manual labour jobs, because there's just no money in the Philippines. But I think there is a shift in the economic base and in the educational base, and I think that may increase a certain amount of suspicion of the church. And then I think the second side of it is that, I mean, it's international politics that we're watching.
Right.
That Duterte and his mate, Trump, I mean, that's the way he portrays it.
Right.
and Trump embraces...
We're onto something.
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, this is the odd aspect of what's happening, that when Western politics pick up this kind of populist theme, there's actually... The populist politics in one country are strengthened when there's a boom in another country.
Okay.
And I mean, clearly Trump was partly elected through the Brexit vote, for example.
Right.
So, of course, another interesting thing is, though, that one might have thought, you know, the whole failure of the Brexit campaign, I mean, is that going to eventually be significant for Trump and for Duterte, if I'm right, that there's a kind of international aspect that helps these? I mean, could it also be an aspect that defeats these as well?
Worth thinking about.
It's almost worth hoping about in some ways. That, and I mean, Trump is clearly going to have a struggle on his hands to be re-elected. And I mean, I'm not predicting anything, but it does seem to me that there's mighty powerful forces against him.
I'm so jaded, Peter. I don't know what to believe anymore, man.
I understand. Duterte, it's much harder to challenge Duterte in the Philippines. I mean, he can fight much dirtier than Trump can afford to fight at the moment.
Yeah, well, I guess the Western coverage of things, isn't it? So, Peter, another edition wrapped up. Thank you very much.
Excellent.
Catch you next Monday.
See you later.
Bye.